What about these things that you find on some windows that you can adjust, you know, the rope by the side, and they'll it'll regulate the amount of light that'll come in? They're white color.
That's blind.
That's blind. Yeah. Ever heard people call them Venetian blinds?
Yeah, that's what they're called, Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds. Do you have any of this house?
Yeah. All the bedrooms got Venetian blinds.
What do you call that room in a house? It's right at the top of the house, underneath the roof. You might use to, I don't know, store things in or something like that.
Attic.
Is that generally what it's used for storage?
Yeah.
Is there one in this house?
Yeah.
You go up there much?
No, up over the closets. We got an attic there.
What about, have you ever seen a house with a kitchen that wasn't actually a part of the house itself, but it was separate? What do you call those things? Was it just a kitchen, or?
It used to have a kitchen and dining room built away from the house. It had a walk to it, an old-timey house, that's the way they built. On kind of fire, you know, in the kitchen. More that subject to have a fire in the kitchen, you burning the house up than you would in a regular house.
You think that might have been done, too, because of all that heat you get in the kitchen? It'd be especially bad during the summer. You think that might have been one of the reasons?
No.
It was generally because to prevent fire.
Yeah, that's what it was. They had a walk from the main part of the house to the... They always had a big kitchen and a dining room all made together in that. My grandmother Jones had one of them.
You mentioned when you were talking about your house a pantry. Is there a pantry in this house? Or was that the homestead?
That homestead.
That was the pantry, place where you keep canned goods and extra dishes, things like that?
Yeah.
What would you call just a lot of old worthless things, maybe a broken down chair that you have around and you just can't bear to throw away? You'd say, I've just got a lot of what around the house.
Well, I mean, you'd call it antique.
Just antique. Would you ever call it junk?
Well, I'd people call it junk.
Have you ever heard people call junk anything else?
I don't know what I have.
Maybe trash or... I've heard people call it plunder.
Well, I've heard people say I've got lots of plunder around my house, in my house, or around my house. So you should always get plunder.
Is that just junk that we're talking about? What would you call it? If you had a room in the house where you kept all that stuff, what would you call it? I believe I'll put this in the...
Storeroom, all right. What you might call it, storeroom.
Storeroom. Or maybe just junk room.
Yeah.
When your wife gets up every morning, she probably moves around the house, you know, and picks things up before she cooks breakfast. What would you say she does every morning?
She don't do that. She gets up and cooks my breakfast.
First thing, huh?
Yeah. She gets over them biscuits.
That's right. Would you say, what I'm talking about, maybe she just cleans up or...
Yeah, like we call it clean up.
Have you ever heard people say tidy up?
No, I've heard them talking about tidying themselves up.
Does that, tidying themselves up, does that mean getting ready to go out or something like that? What about, this thing that you use to sweep floors with, what do you call that?
A sweep broom.
Was there an older type?
Back then, you back years ago, before the sweep broom come in, they called it a straw broom.
Straw broom.
They go to the whole field and gather that straw and make the broom.